Welcome to Tiny Tot News, where our news is not insane and weird, it is weirdly insane. Viewers, before we begin this broadcast, I must say that all of this is fake news. Yes, I repeat, everything that you are about to hear is fake news.
So, our first news issue is
Attack of the Killer Zombies.
Actually, it's Attack of the Killer Marshmallows.
We're gonna tell you all about it.
Our story begins in
the lab of Dr. Porkchop.
No, it's the lab of
Susie Muffin.
No, it's the lab of Mr. Fluff the cat.
Oh, is he a boy or a girl?
Ugh!
Hey, I can ask questions.
Yes, you can ask questions, but not annoying ones.
So what happened to Mr. Fluff?
Yes, finally, back on track. So what happened is that Mr. Fluff was trying to make super fluffy marshmallows.
Yes, carry on.
And when he tried to dunk them in fluffy juice...
One second, can I pause the story for a second?
Ugh! Fine.
Would you like some tea?
You paused the story in the best part. Just to ask me why I wanted tea?
Yes. Now, which is it, herbal or green leaf?
None. I don't want any tea. I want to get on with this story.
Wow, you sure are having a temper tantrum. Should I call your mummy?
Yes, please. And my pappy?
Yes, and your pappy.
But first, let's finish this story.
Okay.
So, as I was saying, when Mr. Fluff was dunking the marshmallows in the fluffy potion, something horrible happened.
What was it?
Oh, it was the worst. They came to life.
Oh, so what? Were they cute little marshmallows?
Nope, they were evil.
So how's that bad?
Well, when a marshmallow gets mad, it always splits in two.
And then what?
And then when they split apart, they don't get smaller. They stay the same size.
So now the town is run over at them?
Yep, precisely.
So what did we do?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yep, we're the reporters, not the killers.
Okay, so that's all for tonight's story. Tune in tomorrow to see the rest of our story.
Welcome to Tiny Tot News, where our news is that insane and weird, it's weirdly insane.
Yes, welcome back today. We have a new news of a killer disease.
Yes, that's right. Now, let's go investigate what this disease really is.
Okay, so this new disease is called fungus, and it is deadly.
Yes, so let's see what happens when you get this disease.
Yes, so now we'll have a quick talk about it.
So, if you have this disease, then what happens is you get overly obsessed with pigs.
That's right, it'll make you see pigs everywhere.
Then it shows a hallucination of a pig going in the ocean, and you follow it. Then it looks like the pig is drowning and sinking, and then you want to save it, and you go deeper and deeper and deeper and never come back out alive.
Yes, so side effects are rashes and you see pigs everywhere.
I hope that you guys do not get this sickness.
Yes, that'd be very unfortunate.
Anyways, that's all the news we have tonight. Tune in tomorrow for the rest of our news.
Hey, is that a pig?
Hello and welcome back to Tiny Tot News, where our news is not insanely weird, it's weirdly insane.
Hello, welcome back to another day, or should I say, another era.
Yes, today we'll be interviewing Professor McPoofy Puffin on his new invention, the flying car.
Yes, that's right. Oh, and look, he's calling right now.
Hello, Professor McPoofy Puffin.
Why, hello.
So, first, I must congratulate you
on... new invention, I know.
Okay, and how is that going for you?
Well, very well. I'm very rich.
Okay, sounds interesting.
And how much does your flying car cost?
Only $1 million.
Wow, that's cheap.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, could you go a little more in depth of your invention?
Sure.
So, first question, when did this car come out?
Yesterday.
And how does it work?
Well, you turn the key thingy, and then you click the flying button, and then you fly, I guess.
Thank you, that's very interesting.
Okay.
And how rich are you?
Well, now I'm a multi-millionaire.
Okay.
Well, that's all the time we have today, and that's also the end of our podcast. Viewers, what you're about to hear is bloopers that happened while we were filming this.
Ah, spider!
So, our first news issue is...
Attack of the Killer Zombies.
Oh, I just did my knee.
Okay. So, while we're recording this, Sasha's trying to scare one of our producers, saying that beetles are trying to go out of the vent. Yeah. Of course, no beetles are gonna get you, little kitties.
What's that?
Okay, no. That wasn't anything heavy or A-okay. You got it?
So,
and that was Sasha creeping up on
save that, save that.
So while we were recording this, we kind of got the munchies. We had a lot of chips. We went through about like 5 bags or something, but we're okay now. Sasha's putting sanitizer all over us. Please help us. Help us.
You know.
Okay.
What's up?
Yeah, that's. So that's the end of our podcast. Again, if you want to listen to more, just go to tinytalknews.weebly.com where we have a bunch of other podcasts that you will love.
Hello, and welcome to Facts with Trevor and Jacob. I'm Jacob.
And I'm Trevor. Today we'll be talking about donuts. Who doesn't love these bright treats?
I know some people don't like them, but most people do. So let's dive right into our facts. Here we go.
A donut is a small fried cake made with sweet dough that is usually in the shape of a ball or a ring. Donuts are deep fried pastries originally made by using dough.
Since their existence, donuts have become extremely popular in the U.S. There are a few chains which produce millions of donuts daily, such as Lamar Donuts and Tot Pot Donuts. There are also smaller specialty shops, such as Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme Donuts, that make gourmet donuts.
Even the purpose of donuts has changed. People are even making bacon donuts, so the people who don't like donuts can have a donut to eat. Donuts have been around since 1847 when Hudson Gregory claimed to have invented the ring-shaped donut. In 1847, he boarded a lamb trading ship when he was only 16 years old. He says that he was not satisfied with the greasiness of the donuts and how they were twisted in various shapes.
Did you know the first donut machine was not invented until 1920 in New York City when Adolf Leavitt, an enterprising refugee from Russia, began selling fried donuts from his bakery?
A crowd of hungry people pushed him to make a gadget that made these tasty rings faster. Did you know that Dutch settlers first introduced donuts to the U.S. when they ended up in Manhattan, now known as New Amsterdam?
They called these oily cakes. Donuts are very popular in many countries and are prepared in various forms, such as snacks that can be homemade or purchased in bakeries, supermarkets, and franchise specialty vendors. Did you know that January 12th is National Glazed Donut Day? On the first Friday in June and November 5th are National Donut Day. June 8th is National Jelly-Filled Donut Day. And September 14th is National Cream-Filled Donut Day. National Donut Day was officially established in 1938 by the Chicago Salvation Army to raise much-needed funds during the Great Depression. In the U.S. alone, more than $10 billion in donuts are made every year. And that is all you need to know about the National Donut Days.
Did you know that the largest donut ever made was a jelly-filled cream donut that weighed 1.7 tons, which is about 16 feet in diameter and 16 inches high in the center per capita? Canada has more donut shops than any other country.
Here are some fun facts that we think you will enjoy. The U.S. donut industry is worth $3.6 billion. The Guinness World Record for donut eating is by John Haidt, who consumed 29 donuts in just over 6 minutes.
Did you know the origin of donuts has been heavily debated about through history? The concept of fried dough is not exclusively to one country or culture. The variation of donut can be seen all across the globe. The exact place where donuts are made is actually unknown, and nobody knows who made the first donut either.
The first cookbook to talk about donuts was an 1803 English cookbook with an appendix of American recipes. According to Wikipedia, the largest donut mosaic was with 7,040 donuts in Ukraine on the 7th of January, 2012. The attempt took place on Ukrainian Christmas Day, January 7th. As part of one of their festivals. The longest line of donuts is 3,453 meters long, or 11,330 feet, and was achieved by the Hamburg Enhanced Recreation Organization, HERO for short, at the Manly Bennett Memorial Park in Hamburg, Michigan,
on the 19th of June, 2015. The largest serving of donuts weighed 856 kilograms, or 1,887 pounds, and was achieved by the television company, Channel 7, in Almaty, Kazakhstan, on the 7th of September, 2014. The most sugared jam donuts eaten in 3 minutes without licking the lips is six, held up by Lup Fan Yao, who equaled the record at the Sun's office, London.
Now that you've heard of every fact about donuts, now you can go enjoy them with your family or friends.
Thank you for listening to Facts with Trevor and Jacob. I hope you have a rest good of the day. Bye.
Bye. It's okay, we can trim that part.
Hey guys, welcome back to ASMR.
Hello, welcome back to another day, or should I say...
I'm gonna tie my shoe, guys.
Hello, welcome back to another day, or should I say, another era. Sasha, get the pencils out of your mouth!
Well, that's all the news we have in this podcast. You can download more on tinytotnews.weebly.com. They are free and extremely insane. Now for our sponsors.
Special thanks to Chicken Child in the Wild, who help you with the free Chicken Child Trivia.
Also thanks to Pencil Tortoise Chicken, which gives info on all the weird events in life.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Tiny Talk News out.